This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, jobless claims have dropped to 498,000. That's a new pandemic low as layoffs slow further with the economy strengthening. More than 56% of adults in this country have now gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The CDC says things are looking up. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Teams of experts predict the virus's toll in the U.S. will fall sharply by July's end. Right now, the nation's seeing about 350,000 cases and more than 4,000 deaths weekly. Under the most optimistic of several scenarios researchers considered, by July's end, there may be fewer than 50,000 weekly cases and up to 300 deaths. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the report shows the nation's not out of the woods yet, but could be very close.
Models, once projecting really grim news, now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring.
While warning the numbers could reverse if unvaccinated people do not take basic precautions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is now supporting the idea of sharing the technology behind the COVID vaccines so poorer countries can get shots in arms sooner. But the pharmaceutical industry is pushing back, saying just one of the results of this idea might be counterfeit vaccines. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
The industry insists production can't be ramped up by easing intellectual property protections, with reducing bottlenecks in supply chains and a scarcity of vaccine ingredients the more pressing issues for now. One group, the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers and Association, says a waiver is the simple but the wrong answer to what is a complex problem. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Now to Arizona and an unprecedented vote recount. The AP's Tim McGuire has this.
The Justice Department says the Arizona State Senate's private vote recount could be contrary to federal ballot protection law. The head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division has written Arizona State Senate Republicans warning them that the private company recount of Maricopa County's 2.1 million ballots from the November election could be against federal election law requiring ballots to be in the possession of election officials for 22 months. The letter also raises concerns about the contractor being allowed to contact voters, something that could amount to voter intimidation. In the 12 days since starting the unprecedented recount, Cyber Ninjas, the Florida company hired by the state Senate, has been able to recount only 10% of the ballots cast. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.